Handel is well known for his practice of reusing existing music by other composers. In an age before copyright, this was something that was considered as a compliment to the original composer. The composer William Boyce is supposed to have said, "Handel took other people's pebbles and polished them into diamonds." Handel also borrowed from himself and reused material from earlier works. This, of course, is common with other composers. Bach did it all the time. Handel often took music from his years in Italy, where he'd written a great deal of church music, which had only been performed once or twice. He was able to use this music again in his operas, and even in the water music, when he arrived in London. Handel's three concerti a due cori are a recycling of arias and choruses from his operas and oratorios. Performed by two orchestras, they were played in the intervals of oratorios and promoted Handel's music as the audience socialized. The concerto in B-flat major was first performed during the interval of the oratorio Joshua in 1748. It contains an instrumental version of the first chorus from Messiah, "And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed." Many of the audience would not have known this work, as its regular performances would only start 2 years later at the annual performance of the Foundling Hospital. Here is Handel's concerto in B-flat major, the Allegro ma non troppo. The Freiburger Baroque Orchestra perform with Petra Müller-Jans and Gottfried von der Goltz. That was the Allegro ma non troppo from Concerto in B-flat major by Handel. The Freiburger Baroque Orchestra performed with Petra Müller-Jans and Gottfried von der Goltz. FMR.